This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, here it is, 7 after the hour. Another week has gone by. Here we are to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of April 19th to the 23rd, as we're two-thirds of the way through the month. The ladies from the DJV program and me, Doug Steffen, here to go through the story. So we have that twist as part of the countdown show. Jennifer Horn is here, also from KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria Keelan is here, also from the shores of Jersey. You can see her and Snooki running up and down the beach together every week.
That would be so awesome. Where's but, the beach?
Where's the beach?
Jay Kirshner will be running up and down the beach with her baby Mac, which is, and he is a Big Mac, too, isn't he?
He is 10 months old and wearing 18-month clothing. Dude is huge.
Wow. Good luck to you with that one. Okay, so the story list, the people list, I'm just going to go through them on the people side, number 10. Walter Mondale, because he passed away, presidential candidate. You know how many people don't even know who he was? It's pretty shocking, again, the back...
A lifetime ago for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, but it's still historical. He was a historical, he was an important historical factor in America for a number of years. It would seem we ought to at least have learned something about him in history classes or U.S. Civics. Kamala Harris, number 9. Let's see here. Kim Potter, number 8. Who's... Kim Potter was involved
with the officer who was
in the officer. That's
Dante,
right, too.
Right? Yeah. Thought she was reaching for
a taser. Right. Donald Trump is at 7. Dr. Fauci is at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. So tired of her. Joe Biden, 4. Makia Bryant and LeBron James at 3. Maxine Waters and Judge Peter Kale seem to be tied for number 2. And Derek Chauvin, obviously. With a reference to George Floyd and that whole case, number 1. That is the number 1 item of the week in terms of stories. News Talk Radio focusing more on the trial, the results of the trial, the end of the trial. And at this point, we can relate all of the names, the people names, to the stories. But is there anything left to say about the Chauvin trial? Is there anything left to say about the verdict? As it's the situation.
Well, I think the biggest story of the week, obviously, is a guilty verdict. I mean, for right. Yeah, we're going to be fair.
But what else is there to say? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think there's a lot to say. There's okay. the reaction of joy at first, and now a lot of people, I think, who are looking at this politically saying, well, this is just not enough. You know, even though the system worked here, it's not enough. That's one thing. Is there going to be an appeal?
There's got
to
be more.
Well, that's what the AOC and that ilk have come out and said, that it doesn't matter that it's a guilty verdict, that it's not enough. And I almost feel like, and I know this is really deep and twisted, but tell me what you guys think. And this is, I swear, this is looking at both teams here. You had a bunch of Democrats who are on the far left who were almost disappointed that there was a guilty verdict because they couldn't run around saying that the justice system is broken and that it was almost disappointing. And then you had Republicans, a group on the right, who almost seemed disappointed as well because they almost feel like having American cities burn. Well, yeah, having American cities burn is really good for campaign season.
Right.
So what are we doing here? And this is kind of the point that I've been trying to make, and I know people, you know, I don't think it makes me sound empathetic. In fact, I feel like it's one of the most empathetic positions you can take. We have to stop politicizing this. We have to take each of these cases individually.
Good luck stopping the politicization of everything.
But we have to let go of this idea of systemic racism, and let's start focusing one by one on how we can make things better, because that's the only way forward if we want to stop scaring the hell out of police and out of entire communities of people. Right. Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
So then the fact that the mural of George Floyd was defaced with a racial slur seems to represent the fact that people are not learning the lessons here. Is that an accurate thing?
I think there's a lot of anger from the fringe. You have people who are defacing pictures who are trying to use inflammatory language, obviously. And on the same token, if you look at the rules for white people entering George Floyd Square, that feels pretty discriminatory, too. I mean, it's enough. It's enough already. It's exhausting. I know that things have shifted and the messaging and the critical race theory that's going on with a generation of people now. I get it. But when I was growing up, equality was what we all what we were striving for. Now that we've achieved equality, now it has to be about equity. And I think moving the goalposts constantly is just causing anger on both sides. It just,
I get tired of it. That's what I'm saying. What else do you say? Okay, you found a lot of things to talk about, but they're exhausting, especially when people are concerned about their health and their well-being.
I think it's been a heavy week. I don't know. That's what people on my show. I feel like it's been another one of those heavy weeks. I mean, there's
a lot of anxiety.
We're not getting off. Yeah, and we're not getting off easy these days. I mean, the news cycle is like a ceiling fan. So we're covering a lot of stuff. But there's certain weeks that feel heavier than others. And I think certainly this was one of those weeks.
Well,
and,
it leads
you know,
to
and
more.
The other course of conversation is their appeal. You know, your number two person on the list is Maxine Waters and Judge Peter Cahill. Judge Peter Cahill, who was the judge in Derek Chauvin's case, said to the defense, Maxine Waters is giving you a reason to file for an appeal on this because she's intimidating a pool of jurors. So now, is there going to be an appeal allowed? Should there be? Probably not. There was nothing wrong with the trial, but all outside influences could have impacted
the jurors. I want to weigh in here on this for a political statement. Maxine Waters has been around way too long, number one. She's been a big mouth, big blabbermouth, big problem, big noisy, she's a jerk. She has been for decades. And so she pulls another stunt like this. She's been talking like this. She's been screwing things up for years and years and years and years. And yet the Democrats failed to censor her. They were happy to do the same, and I don't usually go down this road, but they were all happy to go after Trump for some of the stuff that he did, which may have made some sense, but not going after her shows what a bunch of phony balonies they really are. In this circumstance, this woman is a disgrace to her party, a disgrace to her family, a disgrace to the country, and yet she pulls the same stuff over and over and over and over
again.
Well, if
people keep voting for her, then, I mean, there are a lot of people that I think are just disgraces in public service.
She's
but
one of the best
voting for them, then,
yeah.
You know, what can you do? That's democracy at work, right?
Yeah.
She's
she's
part of the system, and, you know, in California, people vote for brand names. And this is, you know, this is one of the risks that you take. You have a lot of people who are uneducated voters, and they go down the list and they say, oh, this
name.
I can tell you.
Yeah,
I like this name. I'll vote for this name.
Yeah, sure,
I know
her. Yeah, right.
It's a brand name. It's like going into a store and looking for a brand you're familiar with.
Speaking of California, a quick moment on the Downey gas leak. I had forgotten to talk about that early, even though it's not in the top 10. But the evacuation, the scary stuff. And my son, who called me yesterday to talk about it, said it was another great representation of how wonderfully well the infrastructure in California is taken care of thanks to our leaders. Now, that's a statement
what
for
happened?
My son to say that.
I don't know
that.
What the story is.
Okay, well, here you go. Jennifer, help yourself.
Yeah, and he's right. The infrastructure is crumbling, and that's why there's room. I mean, we've been talking about infrastructure on a federal level. That's why I think the Biden administration is making a big mistake. They could go to real infrastructure projects like this one, and you'd have everybody, Democrats and Republicans,
everybody
on
board.
The problem is the infrastructure project is coming, you know, that only 5% to 7% are going to roads, bridges, water capturing systems, gas leaks, everything else is for pet projects. So there was a gas leak in a town called Downey, which is a suburb of Los Angeles, on Thursday, which had prompted evacuations. There was an emergency notification sent to cell phones. I live in Los Angeles. I got one, and I was probably 40 miles away from Downey when it came through, so everybody's cell phone went off.
Did this come from a plant or from, like houses had leaks?
No, this was in a neighborhood. It was unintentionally sent to those smartphones beyond the immediate area, so that made news that system didn't work. But it was a damaged gas line that was reported and was caused by a third-party contractor.
Not taken care of, 40 years old. Well, but the stuff is all, that stuff on the ground is 40, 50 years old.
Well, don't forget, right kind of a little bit closer to where I live, my day job is in the San Fernando Valley, and there's a community called Porter Ranch. And it got national attention a few years ago. Porter Ranch had a natural gas leak for years. People were getting nosebleeds, headaches, having all these health problems. And the city kept going in and saying, oh, yeah, we got it fixed. And then people were still getting sick and sick and sick. And it was this ongoing thing. There was a mass exodus out of this community. They're just now starting to rebuild and put in new homes and housing developments.
I've had a natural gas leak for years, and nobody pays any attention to that.
Okay.
So here's something. maybe that'll be one of the memorable moments of the hour. One of our friends at one of the radio stations that carries the program just sent me a note and said, this is the funniest thing I've heard in eons. The news cycle is like a ceiling fan.
It is. And thank you, sir.
Right, okay. All right, here we are at 16 past the hour. More stories, more focus on the News Talk the sort of central core conversations of this week. Continue here.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com. Half the hour now on the DJV overview of the hot hits in News Talk Radio this week. Story number 3 is about gun violence. I noticed the murder rate numbers have gone up dramatically since all these protests began. Are they one and the same? Is there a connection? Apparently there is, according to one study. Anyway, I don't know. It seems a stretch, but I don't know that it's much of a stretch. I guess I could see the correlation.
If you push back policing, I think that's kind of the point. If you dig into the survey,
so then what does figure? If you don't, the police, there needs to be reorganization. But let's say you don't want to do that. Then what's your suggestion? What's your fix to the problem? You got to have some order. You have to have police.
About?
The police, the problem of violence and people being shot on every corner all over the place. Look at this guy in Colorado that shot up the supermarket last month. He's got 54 counts of murder and other complaints against him. Wouldn't you think somebody look
and
at that? They
him
say,
down?
"Geez, I don't want to."
Was a good cop with the gun,
right? But I don't know. What are we? You know, we've become a police state. The SWATs, cars and trucks are all over the place, everywhere. We give with this violence the police a reason for wanting more of these tools and the toys, like the big SWAT cars and the guns on this, look like this country looks like a war zone. And what are we doing to ourselves? I guess that's, I asked that question, it's sort of rhetorical, because it's time for us to have a word or two from your local station at 21 after the hour.
Do you want want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Twenty-three at the hour now here on the DJV overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. My way of training the ladies. You see, I've had to run a radio school here for a number of years. When I bring in the new folks, they have to kind of get into the mode of what we do and how we do it here on the DJV program. And one of the things is to be sweet and kind and to get along. And that's kind of what we have here. Everybody gets along, even though we don't necessarily agree. And so with that in mind, we go to the trending box, finding out where the listeners are, because that's why we're doing this, because we want to attract a large listening audience. And it comes with the quality of the conversation, the content of the conversation, and then your response. So there's some good, pretty interesting fan comments about, first of all, the rookie officer who shot the teenager with a knife. So what are people saying about that, Jay?
Tommy Rhodes insists that instead of blaming the police officer, when will we start blaming parents? Where were the parents?
Well, why do we have to blame anybody?
What
do we
expect?
Blaming people doesn't fix the problem.
Yeah, but it's asking the question, though. I think so. A perfect example of this is the outrage over the officer who shot Adam Toledo, the 13-year-old who was out on the street 3 o'clock in the morning with a known gang member walking with a gun, and there was a reporter, shots fired, the police roll up. They don't know how old this kid is. They tell him to put his hands up, and finally he tosses a gun and puts his hands up. The officer had 0.8 seconds to make a decision. He shot the person. Now, the question is whether or not the officer is a racist or doing that. The officer acted within his training. It's 3 a.m., a shots fired call, somebody in an alley with a gun. Of course that's what the officer is going to do. The question is, where is the kid's family? At 13 years old, why are we letting a kid walk around in a gang with a gun? Why isn't that part of the conversation? But to answer your question about this lady, there's new information out about Micaiah Bryant, who I guess was in foster care. And this argument with the knife stemmed from who was going to clean the house. Can you imagine that? That's what it was all about. She lost her life because of that. It's ridiculous.
Well, and there's no doubt.
Yeah,
she was very, when you watch the video, she was very close to stabbing somebody else. There's no doubt that the police officer, in my mind at least, this is just my opinion, that the police officer definitely saved the woman who was in pink about to be stabbed. But my question still remains, did Micaiah have to be stabbed or shot?
Right.
Was there any other way? Is there any other training that could have been done? And we don't see the entire video of everything that happened. I mean, we might see we would see clips and we see what happened directly leading up to that point. But were there any other options? Were there any opportunities that a police officer was closer?
Did you guys hear the neighbor speak out? The neighbor said there was nothing else. The police came up. He had a split second to react before that lady was getting stabbed in the face and the throat. And so the neighbor's like, the police did everything right. There was no other choice.
Has anybody commented on the guy who kicked the woman who was on the ground in, like, the forefront of that video clip?
No.
I don't know. I didn't watch the video. I can't.
All I'm thinking about is when I was a kid watching the old westerns, The Range Rider and Lawman, they would have, then in an instant, they shoot the bad guy in the hand or the arm, and they don't shoot him in the head.
There was no time for that. There was no time for that. And the thing is that if you try to aim for that in that split second, you're going to probably end up shooting someone else. Don't forget, the girl had her knife. The girl had the knife in the face, and sometimes, to answer that question, the taser or trying to shoot in the leg or the arm, it doesn't stop the act. The job of the police is to neutralize the person.
Why do not all of these things that get so much publicity put people off, instead of putting people off from doing these sorts of things? It seems we got more people doing them. Why, when the police show up and they shoot somebody and they kill them, why, you're certainly getting plenty of publicity, why doesn't that have some impact on people who would be likely to do the same thing?
That's a great question, and yeah, that's a good question, but I don't know.
I mean, the officer, as he got out of the officer got out of the car and said, drop the knife, drop the knife, drop the knife, and she wouldn't back
off.
And
he even says, get down before.
Down, down. I mean, he's like, shoot it, and nothing.
All right, another question you can respond to at DJV show is whether masks ought to be required when you're outdoors. All that for you to respond to at your service, the DJV program at 28 after the hour.
I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Traveling with your pets, don't leave home without them. If there's a trip in your future, if so, consider taking your dog or cat with you. With a little pre-planning, the entire family can enjoy a great vacation. Before any trip, it's a good idea to take your pet for a veterinary checkup. If he requires medication, make sure you have a sufficient supply. Also, make sure your pet is wearing an ID as well as being microchipped. And to ensure that your pet feels comfortable in strange surroundings, pack his little blankie and some of his toys from home. Also, bring water if you're traveling, because water in different towns is different and can really make your dog sick. And if you're not sure if your pet's regular brand of food is available during your travels, make sure you bring enough to cover that. And if you're traveling with a cat, pack her litter box and regular type of litter as well. And call ahead, because every motel, every hotel has different regulations. Some will accept pets this week, but it's a new owner next week. So check ahead, follow the advice I just gave you, and you know what? The entire family can have that beautiful vacation enjoying it together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
As summertime gets underway, what do the kids have planned? How about a fun summer activity that will benefit them for the rest of their lives? Building math excellence with Mathnasium. Mathnasium's personalized learning plans are proven to improve grades and help kids catch up and get ahead with live face-to-face instruction either in-center or online. There's no better time for kids to take a leap forward in math than summer, and there's no better place for it than Mathnasium. To learn more and schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Biden administration has partially lifted a ban that will allow the export of raw materials for the production of COVID vaccines to try to help India control a massive second wave of infections. A spokesman for the National Security Council said Sunday in a statement that raw materials needed to produce the COVIShield vaccine will be made available to India. The country is undergoing a large surge in new cases, recording more than 346,000 on Sunday. Officials say that a new variant of the virus, B.1.617, is partially responsible for a surge in cases. And the CDC has issued new guidance that could see kids returning to a summer pastime, heading off to camp. The new recommendations, released on Saturday, say children should stay 3 feet apart from each other as much as possible, with the adult members of staff keeping 6 feet away. they're also being encouraged to get vaccinated. Camp activities should be outdoors as much as possible, and masks are still recommended indoors for those who can wear them. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
While there may be fewer flights available than pre-pandemic times, airlines are still flying directly to Europe from the United States. Americans can fly into Europe, although entry requirements and restrictions vary by country. Dan Naraki with the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more details.
Americans who are vaccinated against COVID will soon be able to travel to Europe, according to a top EU official. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen told the New York Times Sunday that lifting restrictions will depend on conditions in the United States, but those who are fully vaccinated are expected to be able to travel to the continent this summer, though she did not lay out an exact timeline. Non-essential travel to the EU has been banned since the beginning of the pandemic last March. White House Senior Advisor for COVID Response Andy Slavitt tells CNN that the news shows that the rest of the world is watching the success of the U.S.'s vaccination program.
They're looking at the U.S., they're looking at the success of our vaccination program, they're looking at the reduction in disease, and while they know we're not done yet, they're saying those Americans are safe to come to our country without risk of spreading COVID-19. Think about that. That's incredible. Just a few months ago, we were the nation in the world that was one of the most cut off from travel. That just shows what an incredible few months we've had vaccinating Americans.
The United States leads the world with 40% of its population vaccinated. China is number two with 14% of their population. Despite leading only one lap in Sunday's Geico 500 at Talladega Speedway, NASCAR's Brad Keselowski took the checkered flag. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Back into our overview of this week's charts from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Each week they have 10 stories they consider to be the top items of discussion, and also a list of people, 10 people that are on the top of our minds when it comes to conversation. And we publish them also, or we post them at DJV Show and on our Facebook page, so you can see them there or at talkers.com. So we get to number four this week. Dr. Fauci is number six on the people list. We were on the DJV program thinking that he has worn out his welcome a little bit because he went off last weekend, and this is something we talked about earlier in the week, him saying that gun violence was a medical or what was the exact
public
phrase he used? A public health problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So COVID, the vaccines, the variants, the stats, number four this week, the new clinical study showing that the J&J vaccine is about 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID, and that includes the variants. So then we look at the Pfizer and we look at the Moderna vaccines as to how they may be against the variants that are beginning to pop their head up here and there. And it looks like, wasn't
that
it Pfizer that said
unknown,
this week we'd have
right?
to be get another shot next year? You've got to get a booster every year.
Correct. But the your first question, though, and I don't know the answer to this, but Pfizer and Moderna, have any studies come out showing how those vaccines are against the variants?
Yes, the Pfizer. Well, the Pfizer one, I don't know about Moderna, but I remember seeing something this week about Pfizer, and that's what prompted me to say what I just did. They don't know. They've looked at it, and they don't know, but they suspect that because there are these variants that continue, the mutations continue. It doesn't make any difference. We have had this whole spell for the last year plus of a variant of something that not first appeared, but was around in 2008 and 2009. SARS was a COVID problem the same as this is.
It was a coronavirus, right.
Right, yeah. So we didn't ever have any vaccine for that, and it just went away. So there are those who argue, well, how do we know that wouldn't have been the case here? We just got so frothy in looking at this thing, and the world, because in my mind, this is my theory, that the news media and certain groups of people like the drug industry whipped us into a frenzy so that we would be afraid, we'd be easy to manage, and we'd all go get a shot, or we'd all wear masks. So
I think two things can be true at the same time. I think that this is this is much more contagious than SARS and MERS. So while it's presenting the same, it's more contagious. I don't even know about the deadly rate because I don't think SARS and MERS were great, but I do, and that may be true.
Yeah, they weren't with the numbers here. But then again, you're going to argue about the numbers because it may be that the numbers were inflated.
Right. It also stayed more isolated. It was in certain parts of the world. So I think that's number one. But I also think you see a lot of opportunists, whether it's the government in growing itself, because that's what government wants to do, or pharma, big pharma companies who say, hey, we can make some money off of this. Let's go. I mean, there was a lot of opportunity in COVID for people.
Not a lot of transparency either. Frankly,
I think that's why it went from 2 weeks to flatten the curve to like a year, and what do we have left? You know, I think that's kind of it.
Look at your local restaurant. Anyway, what's the status as we are at the end of the week here of the J&J vaccine? Is it still on pause?
Still on pause, yeah.
It is. Mm-hmm. Here or everywhere?
I believe it's got the approval to start up again in Europe. But I don't know if it's actually being distributed yet, but it might start next week. And in the U.S., there's still the committee. I don't know if the committee has made a ruling yet.
Mm-hmm.
Also, as a side note, as a throw-in, because I think it's a real-life example, for people who want to push towards socialized medicine in this country, healthcare, Medicare for all, the Bernie Sanders crowd, take a look at the vaccine rollout. And take a look at how America has done compared to Canada and compared to Europe. And you will see why private medicine is the way to go. It is much faster. Europe and Canada have completely struggled trying to roll out the vaccine. And so when people are curious as to, you know, this sounds great, here's a reason why it's
not so
not.
Great.
You
all right,
can
so
see
just
a
to sort of put a cap on this, the contractor that was tapped to make the vaccine for J&J apparently failed to appropriately investigate the cross-contamination issues that ruined a lot of the doses. Remember last month how many they had to chuck?
Millions, right?
Yeah.
This gives me so much concern about the J&J vaccine. This one was developed a lot faster than Pfizer and Moderna.
But they say it used the old technique. That's what their argument is to that, which you're saying.
Right. But, you know, but J&J approached Pfizer and Moderna and wanted to have them do an analysis of the vaccine. And Pfizer and Moderna, for whatever reason, both said that they didn't want anything to do with it. And then now Emergent, this company that makes all of the vaccines, they actually produce them in this facility that is a disaster. People are untrained. People aren't doing the right protocols.
Well, they just hired everybody.
Cleanliness. Whoever.
Anybody can come through the door, they get them a job. So what about the AstraZeneca? Where does AstraZeneca come in on all this? That hasn't even been used in America yet it's being produced in Baltimore. You don't think so?
I don't think so, no.
President of Mexico took it this week.
Yeah, he got AstraZeneca.
Okay.
Yeah. They stopped using it in Europe and in specific people. And I don't know. Mm-hmm. The blood clot thing seems to. And I don't even know if it's just that. It might be. There has to be something else. Because Germany's very efficient with, you know, they've been, you know, with their rollout and everything. And they were the first ones to put a halt on this in anyone over the age of 65, which was kind of suspect. And then they took it away from other groups. I don't know. I don't think that we need AstraZeneca at this point. Right now, we've got more supply of the vaccine than we
right
have.
Right now,
people.
This week, it seems to be. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, number five is the economy and what's going on. Travel certainly is ticking up. And so with that, people, I know I'm going on a trip this weekend. Planes are all full. It's pretty much the same as it was. There aren't as many planes flying to as many places, but the planes that are flying are pretty full. So is that a sign? It's a school vacation week. A lot of people have been out and about here. That was another ridiculous situation. The schools just reopen and they close them down again for school vacation. I mean, that's a separate story. The easing of regulations so that the economy can sort of go back to being what it was. And I don't know, you know, are we ever going to get back there? A lot of people still don't have jobs. A lot of people are collecting. And what was it? McDonald's in Florida is giving a $50 bonus if you come in and apply for a job because they can't find people. You know, that kind of stuff. You see more and more of that.
A lot of people are making more money at home within.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What a ridiculous.
In certain sectors, yes. Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
True.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. Did you hear the story about the Florida couple that had a wedding? They couldn't find a venue. So the husband-to-be said, well, I know this great place, and it won't cost us anything. So they go in his neighborhood. It's a big mansion. It wasn't theirs. The people that owned it weren't home.
That's awesome. They squatted.
Yeah.
They broke in and had a wedding there?
Yeah. And then the owner showed up. So there's a little word to the
first
wise.
Time home
yeah.
in months, and look what's
Oops.
Happening.
Right. Right.
I
exactly.
hope they got the photos at least. That would have been beautiful.
Yeah. Focus on our relationships with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, North Korea. It's all number 8 this week on the Talk Radio Review, courtesy of the ladies that are on the DJV program with me. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We continue in a moment.
Essential time management. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime you have a task to do, you have options. You can complain about the task you have. You can procrastinate. You can talk about it. You can do many things. In fact, or you can just plain do it. The faster you do it, however, the faster you'll get it done. You see, when it comes to essential time management, there is no fancy advice. Just plain practical wisdom. Just do it. Do what you have to do. Do what's most important first. Just get it done. Because at the end of the day, just as there's no such thing as half dead, you're either dead or alive, there's also no such thing as a task half done. If you have something to do, it's either done or it's not done. And you need it done, so do it. Ha! For inspiration along the way to get done all the things you need to do, listen to Tackling Life, my podcast with the legendary motivator and NFL great Ray Lewis.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
All right, 44 after the hour now on our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio for this week. The situation with our friends, put that in quotation mark, around the world. The Chinese are doing their usual with, I'm not sure we can. They do so much every week, I don't know how you keep track of it. I noticed the Russians say they're going to end the exercises on the Eastern Front there in Ukraine. they're going to, the soldiers that are there are going back to their barracks. There are 80,000 troops. I don't know that the news media here paid much attention to that. And that's, you know, where they've been in and out of the Crimea because the Russian leaders like the Red Sea, and they want to go
vacation.
Yeah, right, exactly. So whenever the Ukrainians get a little, they get a little tough or a little howdy, the Russians sends their military, the ships and troops and aircraft to conduct exercises on the Ukrainian border. So anyway,
this was also a test of Biden and a test of Europe, and you know.
Yeah,
it's usual. I think Jen had mentioned earlier, you know, a couple months ago, that this is the Chinese and the Russians do this for every new administration. They start testing the new president.
Party.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. All right. You know, we haven't talked much about North Korea of late. What is little fatty? Is he still? You know, there's the usual saber.
I think little fatty's dead. Yeah. No one knows. Right. And you know, the sister's been doing stuff, and the little bit that we do see, she's the only one out there.
I wouldn't
and
have put it past her, what do you know of her, to kill
COVID
him off herself.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be even worse than him, mm-hmm. which is not great. Yeah.
Right. All right. One of the other things that we have not, number 10 is sort of a focus on the space program a bit, with the Mars helicopter taking flight earlier in the week. But then SpaceX brought, was it four? New astronauts up to the space
NASA
station.
NASA astronauts, yeah.
Yeah,
and they
right.
used the recycled rocket to do it, and it worked, so good for them. Yeah, mm-hmm. very cool.
We have not talked about the border situation. That's sort of taking a second
Neither
seat
Neither has
to
the
all
Biden administration.
No. Sorry. No, don't be sorry. So, let's ignore that and talk about something else. Let's ignore our biggest first
there.
Failure. Yeah, right. Whoops.
Trump. Sorry.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Okay.
Well, because it's true. And this, you know, because I'm apolitical, I don't really. What
You're
are you
apolitical?
Laughing at? I am
no.
apolitical.
You are not.
What
anarchist
do you mean?
Is what you
oh my
well,
God.
Well, I know, but I mean, I'm not a Republican
I love
or a Democrat. I'm not into this because it's a Republican thing or a Democratic thing, or I don't do because Trump did it, or because Biden did it. But really and truly, as objective as I can be looking at this, this was a complete F up on the part of the they don't know. I'm convinced they still don't know what they're doing. They just reacted and said, okay, we're going to go back to the way it was before, not knowing how you really couldn't go back to the way it was before because so much has changed in the past 4 years. At least Trump acknowledged that and kind of worked around the problem, or his people did to a point. It may have not, you know, it may have created problems in other areas.
Well,
but
the thing
God.
That everyone has said, oh, you have to address where, you know, the countries that are creating the problems that are then creating the migrants coming here. Well, that's exactly what Biden's approach is, and that's why, that's exactly what Kamala Harris
That may be down
is.
There in those countries, but when we talk about the existence of the problem that
problem
is on the border.
Overnight.
Well, here's the thing, though. Trump had already made it, I mean, as much as he got heat for being an isolationist and racist and all the things that they called him, he had a deal in place with Mexico. He had a deal in place with Guatemala, with Honduras, with El Salvador. He had agreements in place with all of them. The Biden administration came in and tore them up. The reason it's taking so long to get those meetings is because those countries' leaders are ticked at Biden. Mexico's president calls Biden a migrant president. The president, I think it was, of Honduras, wouldn't even take the phone call or take the meeting with Joe Biden because he felt insulted that Biden ripped up the agreement that they had with the United States. So, yes, of course the idea is to meet with these countries, but how dumb. They put themselves at a huge deficit going in and just ripping up all the previous administration's policies.
10 minutes before the hour. Thank you, ladies.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
All right, it's time for Tech Talk, the top 5 stories of the week here in review for you, courtesy of Victoria Keelan and her work on the DJV program. We have the top 5 to number 1. Doug suggests that we start with number 5, Victoria, focus on who's going to get paid to go to West Virginia. Ooh-ah!
Yep, West Virginia wants to pay remote workers $12,000 to move to the state of West Virginia. And you don't have to actually even work for a company that's based in West Virginia. It's if you are a complete remote worker and you work for, it doesn't really matter who you work for, as long as you move, physically move to West Virginia, they will give you $12,000. The governor there, Jim Justice, announced the program. It's called Ascend WV. And it will allow adventurers to enjoy world-class recreation, uncrowded spaces, and a low cost of living. And so the new program comes as a lot of companies like Twitter and Slack and Spotify are letting their at least a portion of their employees work remotely permanently. And so if you are one of those people and you like the great outdoors, West Virginia could be the place for you. You'll get $2,000 a month for the first $10,000. And then the last $2,000 will be in a bonus. And then you also get a year's worth of free outdoor recreation, including all kinds of gear, camping gear, paddleboarding equipment. You get 2 years of free outdoor gear rentals. So basically the whole package is $20,000, and you just need to be 18 or older and a full-time remote job at a company located outside of West Virginia, and there you go.
There you go. Number 4 is a focus on Peloton. You say Peloton, it's Peloton.
It's Peloton. Yeah, Peloton is, you've New Englandified it, but yeah, it's Peloton. Peloton Treadmills was in the spotlight this week, not for a great reason. The Consumer Product Safety Commission wants them to be completely recalled and pulled off the market. This is a $4,300 treadmill. It's called the Tread Plus. And a child was killed while using the treadmill or around it. We're not really quite sure exactly what happened. But we do know that one child died. Other people have reported being injured. And so the safety commission says that this treadmill is different from other treadmills in that it can actually suck people under the tread. So Peloton says that this is actually, that it's totally safe, and they're telling people not to stop using them, and this is going back and forth now, so we'll see where it ends up.
All right, number three, this is, we'd have a hard time going through our top five if we didn't have Amazon and Apple someplace in there, so we'll start with Amazon, yeah?
Right, yep. Amazon is testing its palm scanning payment technology in Whole Foods, and they're starting with a store in Amazon's home city of Seattle. They've been using this technology in the Amazon-branded stores in the Seattle area, the Amazon Go and Amazon Book stores. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of what used to be a Barnes & Noble store has now just been, the sign changed to just Amazon Books, which is kind of a bummer because I always really liked Barnes & Noble. But anyway, yeah. So Amazon Books has this palm technology, and so Whole Foods is going to roll out with it soon. They are planning substantial expansion of this technology, and so if it goes well in this testing store, you could see this rolling out across the country. And so how it works is it takes the minute characteristics of your palm and both the surface area and things even like your veins, and it makes a biometric scan. So when you're finished shopping at Whole Foods, you put your palm on the scanner, and it's tied to a credit card, and you check out, and that's it. So the problem, though, a lot of security experts are saying that it's stored in the cloud, and that's not great, so they're going to have to change that before they roll out into something larger.
And when you're all done, put your finger on your nose, and you go right up the chimney. This is Apple's time now. Number two story is an Apple thing, right?
Yeah, Apple has been targeted in a $50 million ransomware attack following the theft of a slew of engineering and manufacturing schematics of both current and future products. And Apple, as we know, keeps everything so, so secretive until they do those, you know, the big reveals. And so to have their future products hacked into, and it's really, it's been a big deal for Apple. They're not paying the ransom so far. This company, it's a company called Quanta. They're based in Taiwan. They manufacture MacBooks for Apple. They were the ones who were targeted by Russian hackers. And so now the hackers are, Quanta won't pay it, and the hackers are now trying to go directly to Apple to get the $50 million. But we'll see where that happens, where that goes, but I don't know if Apple's going to give in.
Apple and their big announcement number one this week.
This was the story they were hoping would be the biggest story of the week. It's their big spring-loaded event where they revealed all kinds of new products. And the big buzz that came out of it is the new podcast subscription service. And they're going to redo the podcast app, and they're going to give you benefits like ad-free listening if you want to sign up for the subscription service, meaning you won't have to listen to any ads of the podcast that that you like to listen to. This is launching in 170 regions and countries next month.
All right, there it is. A list of the top five items this week from the world of technology for your listening and dancing pleasure. Notice that Shock G wasn't in any of those stories, unfortunately, but that's a story for another time. It's 59 past the hour.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.